Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Tony Marlt. We'll be discussing his fantastic book, The Leadership Quotient, Practice Meets Theory. Available for purchase through Amazon as well as barnesandnoble.com. But guys, listen, if you want to gather everything that Tony has to offer, do yourself a favor and head directly to his personal site. Now, you can't purchase the book there. That you have to go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble for. But I promise you, you're going to want to head to this site so you can gather more information on him, more information on his book, as well as any upcoming projects he has in the future. And that site is leadleftgrowright.com. One more time, that's leadleftgrowright.com. And I will say that Tony was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best movers in the business, Westwood Books Publishing. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, do yourself a favor and contact Westwood Books. And you can find out more information on them at westwoodbookspublishing.com. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Let's hear what he has to say. Tony, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you so much for being a guest. How are you?
I'm doing great, Benji. How are you? Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And listen, Tony, the pleasure is all ours, okay? The information that you have in this book, I truly mean it, okay? It's second to none. And, you know, working with people is my job, right? I talk to people every single day. And even outside of this position, I'm an entrepreneur through and through. I come from an entrepreneurial family. My parents were both entrepreneurs. Some of my brothers were, so on and so forth. My aunts, uncle. I mean, listen, it just goes. So this was something that was naturally bred in me. So growing up, I was always under that belief already that I am destined to be a leader. But if somebody would have told me, hey, it doesn't matter about your family. It doesn't matter about the information that everybody is putting into your mind. Benji, you were born to be a leader. Not for any extenuating circumstances, but just because you are a leader. I don't know if I would have believed it. So the information that you're talking about here, man, is so impactful and so powerful. And we're very much looking forward to that. We're going to sit back. We're going to soak it up. And I know we have so much information to go into, Tony, but let's hold off slightly before jumping into the book. Start by telling our listening audience a little bit more about yourself and your background, please.
Sure. So, Benji, I graduated from the United States Naval Academy in 1981. I served 9 years on 3 different ships, so I got a lot of different perspectives leading a lot of different groups. I left for the corporate world for family reasons, and I served over 25 years in a variety of positions in a Fortune 500 company that was the largest social expressions company in the world. Throughout that time, I served in pretty much every capacity in the supply chain, from distribution to quality engineering, procurement, and on up. And then the last 7 to 10 years of my career, they tapped me to, we were putting in an ERP, which is an enterprise resource planning tool. Essentially, you're replacing everything in the company's computer, in the company's computer base, and supplanting it with off-the-shelf hardware that's linked together. That's the most important thing. It's integrated. So because I did the contract as a procurement manager, I always like to say they punished me for doing that and made me implement the software that I just bought. And I did that for 7 years and ended up leading a center of excellence there. So after I left about 6 years ago, I formed my own company, Lead Left, Grow Right, as you mentioned. And I've been wanting for years and years to put a book together. Throughout my time in the Navy and at Hallmark cards, I used 3x5 notes to capture a quote to myself on something either I did or someone else did that was either a positive leadership trait or something that's a negative leadership trait. And I finally got my chance when I retired from Hallmark and put that into writing a book. And I used probably about a third of those quotes of 100. And that's how the book was fleshed out. So each quote then becomes a leadership point that I flesh out in the book based on my years of experience.
Hmm. Tony, first and foremost, man, thank you very much for your service and all of the sacrifices that you made during your time in the military and really protecting our freedoms here in this country, man. We truly appreciate it, and we're forever indebted. So thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for allowing me to do that, because the people of the country allow mm-hmm. the veterans to serve. So
absolutely.
I appreciate the thanks.
Tony, listen, without further ado, man, let's jump right in. The Leadership Quotient.
Okay.
Practice meets theory. Tell us a little bit more about your book.
Okay, so the Leadership Quotient, as I mentioned, is based on quotes, but there's a couple of components overall in the book. The first is, and you've already articulated very well, everyone is a leader, period, the end. That's a very different approach than you find in the traditional leader-follower mantra that's out there. Right? I'm the boss, you're the employee. My book is not about that. It's about developing you as a leader, if you're already a leader, but also if you are just a worker bee and you say a professional or on the manufacturing line, doesn't matter, you're a leader as well. You just have to believe that. And in the book then, I have four areas that I came to flesh out over time as I thought the most important things that a leader has to have. And every leader has them in different amounts. But first is your IQ, intelligence quotient. The second is your EQ or emotional quotient, how you relate to people. The third is your decision quotient, how fast or how slow do you make decisions? And then fourth, your action quotient. Once you make a decision, how do you take action? Do you form a plan? Do you just let it sit there for months and it never gets done, et cetera, et cetera? So the book is about driving people to be the best version of themselves in terms of leadership. And I probably the quote that is the underpinning, and this will be very non-traditional thinking. You have to think about this one and you have to read the book to really understand deeply what it means, is the best way to gain power is to give it up. Mm. So I let that sit for just a minute. So that's kind of the synopsis of the book. And throughout the book, there are opportunities at the end of each chapter to do self-assessments that kind of help you understand here's where you're at, and then put an action plan together on here's where you want to go with things.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tony, listen, I love it. Unfortunately, you're not getting let off the hook that easy, man. I mean, you can't drop a quote like that and have us not follow up on it. I mean, well, what's going on here, Tony?
I'd be glad to flesh that out for you.
Let's go into further detail with that quote, please. I mean, listen, I think I can assume what you're meaning by, but you know what happens when you assume, Tony, and I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, I have you here on the line. So, please, go into detail with that quote and specifically what you mean by that.
Okay, so first I'm going to answer that quote with another quote, and then I'll speak to it. So this is a quote from Lao Tzu, who was a Chinese philosopher, not Sun Tzu, who was a warrior. This may have been a cousin or something. So Lao Tzu says, here's his quote, "A leader is best when people barely know he exists. Not so good when people obey and acclaim him. Worse, when they despise him. Fail to honor people, they fail to honor you. But of a good leader who talks little, when his work is done, his aim fulfilled, they will all say, we did this ourselves." Hmm. So that's a quote you'll find on the cover of the book because it's so important, and I talk about it more in the book. But the best way to gain power is to give it up. So again, I come from a military background, and as I worked my way through the corporation, I became a manager, right? I started off doing a lot of professional line assignments. And when I became a manager, the first management position I was in was called a systems procurement manager. It was a brand new position in a brand new organization called Global Procurement. So we had all kinds of systems to build, technology systems. And I had to be involved in a lot of meetings and making decisions and fleshing things out. And that was the point where I realized, you know, I have always had this belief to some extent, but I'm going to have to kind of go full bore. And I just told my team, I said, you guys are the experts. You know what to do. You don't need to come to me except for really big things. And because I placed that trust in them, it started to build leadership capability in themselves. They became more self-autonomous, and they became leaders themselves. And I became a better leader because I had better delegated, but I delegated not just here's what you need to do. I delegated some of my authority away as well. I still had the final, you know, the buck stops here thing. So because I was under tremendous pressure myself to be involved in trying to complete all these different systems builds, I had to give it up to my team. So I had to give some of my power to them, and they just ran with it. And that's when my eyes were really open to the best way to gain power is to give it up. And because I had given it to them, I really gained a lot of power myself, because then I could focus on the big things that I needed to do in my position without doing the day-to-day stuff. And typically in a lot of cultures, and that corporation was like that as well, it's, well, you got to get manager approval on this or someone's approval on that, or I better go ask the boss. And those are cultures where you do not have a leader culture, which is what I call it. So we have positional leaders like I was, and they should be a great leader, but they really are leading a group of other leaders. That's what I'm trying to convey in the book. And that's what I mean by the quote, the best way to gain power, you have to give it up. And a lot of people don't want to do that because that's a control thing. And most people don't want to give up the control. And control is based on fear. But if you can find a way to do that, you're going to be such a better leader for doing that.
I love it. Thank you for explaining. I appreciate that. That's fantastic. Guys, again, here in the line with Tony Marlt, we're discussing his fantastic book, The Leadership Quotient, Practice Meets Theory, available for purchase through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Remember, you can't purchase the book through his site, but you're definitely going to want to go and check it out, LeadLeftGrowRight.com. You know, Tony, next question that I'd love to get into, and thank you so much for the information that you've covered so far, man. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface, but we've already learned so much. You know, I'm curious, in addition to your own personal experience in the different leadership positions that you've held over your years, what type of research did you do in preparation for this book?
So, obviously, I had all of my quotes as a basis. And then as I went to flesh that out, I tried to find supporting evidence where it was needed. So, you know, the one area talks about bias, and there are sites out there about that you can take self-bias assessments. And I think that's something that I incorporated in there, because in order to be a great leader, you have to understand your own biases as well as the biases of those on your team. So that was an area where I kind of researched heavily. Obviously, Lao Tzu was someone that I researched quite heavily as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as we start to close out of this wonderful interview, because guys, listen, I could sit here and I can talk to Tony for hours. And I know you would sit here and you would listen to Tony for hours. Unfortunately, that's not what this is about, right? You know what you have to do. If you want to gather all of the information, I said it already, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, there's no getting around it. But since we have you here on the line, Tony, next question I'd love to go into. It's no surprise that self-help books and self-help books about creating that leadership mentality is nothing new, right? I mean, there's plenty of other books out there similar to this. But I'm curious, Tony, in your opinion, what separates your book from others in its category?
So, Benji, that's a great question because I wasn't going to write a book because that was something that I did professionally. I read all kinds of books. One of the most impactful to me was a book by Susan Scott called Fierce Conversations, and I'd highly encourage everybody to read that. Mm-hmm. Another book that I read was Turn the Ship Around by L. David Marquette. He's a classmate of mine from Annapolis, and he was essentially coming to the same realization in the military as I did, and he turned his submarine around from the worst in the Navy to the best in 1 year by doing what I said initially with the quote, the best way to gain power is to give it up. So it was very interesting that we evolved differently, one in the military spectrum, one on the corporate spectrum. But what's different about this book, because I just didn't want it to be an everyday kind of here's a self-help book. So there are real world examples from my time in the military as well as my time in the corporate world. And from those examples, I flesh things out to tell you this was a bad situation, but here's how I reacted to it, or here's what I learned from it. I think a really important distinction in this book, I don't see very often, mostly it's just reading through the material and try and absorb it. But absorbing doesn't do anything. You have to be able to absorb it and then create some sort of action plan, or else it's just a book you read. And you might go with one thing or the other. So there's a self-assessment after every chapter that allows you to see where are you at right now based on what we just talked about and where you might want to go to improve your leadership quotient. Remember those four areas I talked about before.
Yeah.
So there are action plans in there. There's exercises to conduct with others. And the action plans, most importantly, force you to put a date down. So it's about your commitment. So those are accountability tools that you can use. Now, you can boil those off and just read, but you are not going to get the value out of the book because as soon as we put something in an action plan and we'll try to hold ourselves accountable to it, that's when real learning begins. And again, I think I've mentioned before, one of the key differences, this is really non-traditional. You saw that with the first quote we said, and we're trying to move away from, in this book, a leader-follower to a leader-leader situation where everyone's a leader and you're leading other leaders. And that's a very different approach to leadership, to people, to organization. People, for instance, talk often in the corporate world about self-directed work teams. Well, self-directed work teams, it's a great phrase, but unless you have, in my opinion, a leader-leader organization, that's how you get self-directed work teams. So very rarely do you actually have true self-directed work teams. And then I think, lastly, there's a diversity perspective that's different than what society uses today, which heavily focuses on aesthetic diversity. The diversity in here is talking about to become a leader, you have to really know your other leaders on your team. And so you have to understand them from a cultural standpoint. You have to understand them from their intellectual capacity. You have to understand them from what are their goals and where do they want to go. You have to understand their biases. You have to understand their wants and desires. There's many companies that either don't have performance reviews, or when they have performance reviews, they never talk about what do you want to do in the future. It's just simply about assessing your performance. So a real leader knows each one of those teams. One of my favorite things is the Myers-Briggs assessment. And the Myers-Briggs, if you don't know people on your team are introverts and you don't know which ones are extroverts, and you don't do something called the Z exercise to know how fast people process through the decision-making process, and you don't really know your people. Mm-hmm. So those are all diversity pieces that are in this book that are a little bit different from what society right now goes with diversity. So I think that's also some interesting perspective that you don't find in other books.
Tony, this is fantastic stuff, man. This is fantastic stuff. Guys, you know what's even better? I said it before, I'm going to say it again. We've barely scratched the surface. I truly mean that. There is still so much left to be discovered. This book is littered with quotes. We focused on one, right? I mean, guys, you know what you have to do. Head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, leadleftgrowright.com. Pick up your copy of The Leadership Quotient, Practice Meets Theory by Tony Marlt. You surely will not be disappointed. Let's grow, let's develop, let's educate ourselves, and it starts with this fantastic narrative. Tony, this has been an absolute honor, man. Thank you once again for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction.
Thank you very much, Benji.